Right. So let's take a look at the Ramban in our parasha. The Ramban says, Breishis Chavav Pasuk Hey, that's on your first page, Vanira Eli Midas Raboseinu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says about Avram, you know, says to Yitzchak great things about Avram Avinu. He says that Avram knew the entire Torah, Avram observed the entire Torah. He says, Lamad Avram Avinu HaTorah Kula Baruach HaKodesh. So this is a very early reference to the study of Torah through Ruach HaKodesh. The Ramban with regard to Avram Avinu. V'asak ba uvetamei mitzvoseh v'sodoseh. So not only did Avram Avinu through Ruach HaKodesh study the Torah, but he also understood the meaning of the mitzvos, even the secrets of the Torah, and of course, he observed the Torah. Whether that includes the mitzvos esei, the mitzvos los esei, kol haTorah kula. And Avraham Avinu had the status of Misha Eino Mitzuve Vyose. So his observance was voluntary, because up until Matan Torah, it was not obligatory. And then the Ramban has a famous answer to the question as to why Yaakov was allowed to marry two sisters. And that's because Yaakov was in Chutz Laretz. Fine, that's already a different discussion. So this Ramban sets a little bit of an introduction, a little bit of a background for our study today about this concept called Ruach HaKodesh and the specific questions we want to focus on are: what's the relationship between Nevuah and Ruach HaKodesh? Are they just two halves of the same coin? And we know that Nevuah terminated with the end of Tanakh, with Chagai Zechariah Malachi, they were the last of the Nevi'im. No more Nevuah after that, but what about Ruach HaKodesh? And assuming that Ruach HaKodesh continued after the close of Nevuah, and let's say there was Ruach HaKodesh at the time of the Tanoim, if we can prove that, how far does it go? Does it go to the Rishonim? Does it go even beyond that? To the period of contemporary life? Could somebody today have Ruach HaKodesh? For example, at the time of the Rashba said that there was an Amoretz who wrote a Chibur on Torah with Chidushim Nifloim, and he said the only possible way that could have been authored was through Ruach HaKodesh. So you get the impression that at least at the time of the Rashba, there was Ruach HaKodesh. I don't know if you can rely on a book that was authored by an Amma Aretz based on Ruach HaKodesh. Is Ruach HaKodesh something that you just get min hashamayim, like the case of the Amoretz of the Rashba? Or is Ruach HaKodesh something that's a product of a great deal of harva, of amelus b'torah, and it's more of an intellectual kind of chachma? That's what we want to see. I want to point out that the Rambam here in the Yud Gimel Ikrim writes, Ani Mamin Bemuna Shlema Shekol Divrei Anavim Emes. So one of the fundamentals of our faith is to believe in the truth of Divrei Anavim, and he embellishes it in Perek Zayin Mihilchas Yisodi HaTorah, and there he writes that miyisodei adas leida shakel minabe espere adam. The Rambam goes on to say that not everyone is worthy of nevuah, and he enumerates the conditions necessary to prepare a person for nevuah. Even if a person completes that entire process of preparation, it doesn't guarantee that he will have nevuah. Whether or not he'll receive nevuah depends upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Adam Shumimula Mikala Midos Ha'elu Shalom Begufo, is then it's possible that he might have nevuah. And then the Rambam writes that Mistakel b'chachmas shal Kadosh Baruch Hu kula. He says Mitzur Rishon ve'atabura aretz v'yodeh mehem gadlo. He says at the first level, before the prophet to be achieves the level of nevuah, at the first level, he's able to have a perspective on everything that exists. And Yodeh Me'em Gadlo, from his understanding, his wisdom of the entire nature, the universe, he comes to appreciate the greatness of the universe. Umiyad Ruach HaKodesh Shorov. It sounds like the Rambam is guaranteeing that a person who goes through these various stages of preparation will at the very least achieve Ruach HaKodesh. Ubi'esha tanuach alav ruach tis'arev nafsho b'maylas hamalachim hanikroim ishim. This is pretty amazing. I mean, the Rambam has Ruach HaKodesh on a very, very high level. It upgrades a human being to the status of Milas HaMalachim, like he's a Malach, HaNikroim Ishim, V'yafoch Lish Acher V'yovin B'dayto She'eno Kimoth Shehoya. He becomes aware of the fact that he's gone through a transformation. Nala Nis'ale Al Malach Shar B'nei Odom HaChachomim. And then the Rambam goes on to speak about the various milos and madregos of the Nevi'im. Not all Nevi'im are on the same level. Yesh chachma chachma. Just like in wisdom, you have a chacham gadol who's greater than his another chacham. So to nevuah, there's a Navi who's greater than a Navi, another Navi. And then the Rambam describes the experience of nevuah in Halacha Gimel. Modim with Navi b'mara nevuah. He has some sort of a vision, derech mashal, and then the Navi is called upon to discover a pitaron l'mashal, to somehow unravel the mystery. And the Rambam then goes on to contrast all the Nevi'im with Moshe Rabbeinu. All the Nevi'im ain't misnab b'chol eish yirtzeu. A Navi cannot determine when he'll have nevuah. And as we said before, he has to reinterpret his nevuah. Moshe Rabbeinu can always have nevuah whenever he initiates it, and he doesn't have to interpret any mishalim or any similes or the like. Okay, so that's as far as the belief in nevuah, which is one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim. Now take a look on the bottom of page 1, and we have here a Gemara, a Braisa in Sota, and this we indicated before. It says Mishamesu Tanu Rabbanu Mishamesu Chagai Zchari Malachi Nistalka Ruach HaKodesh Mi Yisrael. So if you take this Gemara literally, it seems to indicate that Ruach HaKodesh is part of Nevuah, and with the termination of Nevuah, so too Ruach HaKodesh terminates. And there's no more Ruach HaKodesh. But you get the opposite impression when you take a look at the Mishnah of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, which is on your page 2, and Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair gives you the entire, this is the Mesilas Yesharim, right? The entire step-by-step process that begins with Zrizus to Nikius and so forth and so on, until you finally reach the level of Ruach HaKodesh. And Ruach HaKodesh Mevi'el Yidei Tchiyas HaMeisim. Rav Pinchas ben Yair could have only written such a text if he himself had this experience. And he's way beyond Chagai Zecharia Malachi. The Gemara in Erevin, on the next source, tells us about Rabbi Gamliel that he had Ruach HaKodesh. So again, I don't know how we reconcile the Brisa in Sota that Mishamesu Chagai Zecharia Noach Nistalku Ruach HaKodesh, and yet here we have Rabbi Gamliel was Mechavin Ruach HaKodesh. And Rav Pinchas ben Yair is going to lead us step by step to the level of Ruach HaKodesh. Now if you look on page 3, you'll see a sefer that's called Shut Min HaShamayim. It was written by a genius named Rav Ruven Margolis, Ramaz Rangolis. And he has akdama to that sefer, in which he addresses Ruach HaKodesh. And at the very beginning of the Maimar, he quotes this Gemara in Erevin about Rav Gamliel, that Rav Gamliel had Ruach HaKodesh. Then he quotes a Pesikta, that Rabbi Akiva had Ruach HaKodesh. Then he quotes a Medrash Tzofa Rav Shimon ben Yochai Ruach HaKodesh. Rabbi Meir, according to Yerushalmi, in Sota had Ruach HaKodesh. He's got a whole list of statements in Chazal about various greats who had Ruach HaKodesh. Harei ki omram shenistalka Ruach HaKodesh mishemesu anavim achronim, he shemini oz, from that period of time and on, lo hoysa Mitsuya Kemikodim, that at the time of the Nevi'im, Ruach HaKodesh was very accessible, and people were able to be shoev Ruach HaKodesh, but after the demise of the Nevi'im, the last Nevi'im, Ruach HaKodesh becomes very rare, Yechidei Skula. And in the next paragraph, he quotes a Ravid in his Hasagos Tilchus Lulav, Perek Ches Alochahei, in the case of Adash Shenikhtam Rosho. And in the course of his presentation, the Ravid writes, Ukvar Hofia Ruach HaKodesh Bebeis Midrashenu, Mizek Habashonim. Sorry. See, here's the Ravid who's talking about Ruach HaKodesh in his own base medrash. I mean, it could be that the Ravid is just, Lavdavka, it's a hyperbole of some sort. But it's very strange that he says Mikama Shonim. He even pins it down to a certain period of time. He quotes another Ravid in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, with regard to Kedusha Rishona, Kitchel Shaita, Kitchel Asid Lavo. And there the Ravid writes on the Rambam, as far as Atmo Hizu, in other words, he's not impressed, but he says that maybe Nigla Lo Misod Hashem Lirehav. Maybe he had some sort of Gili Sod. And in his book called Balei HaNefesh, the Ravid writes, Kacher Uni Min HaShamayim. That's how they showed it to me, they revealed it to me from heaven. He has a pirush on the Torah's Kohen in the Ravid, and he writes this damingly, pirush min hashamayim. Very strange. So, what is it? Now, you might ask, my nafkimina, what difference does it make whether or not there's Ruach HaKodesh in our time?
Well, can I ask you?
Yeah, please, Joe. Sorry.
Why can't you say that when he says these, when the Ravid is saying these things, he's trying to be a little bit of a little bit of humility. It's not me. He's not necessarily his Ruach HaKodesh. He's just saying it's obviously something that was a gift given to me, but it's not me. I don't have the ability to do this. When he says that.
It's possible, but you know, again, when he uses the term Hofia Ruach HaKodesh Bebeis Midrashenu Zek HaMashonim, you know, it does sound like he's describing some sort of reality. I don't know.
Well, Perishin Min HaShamayim, you know, he's saying it's not me. Obviously, I don't have the capability to understand it. Hashem gave me this. You know, he's
okay. Joe, again, you know, there's no coercion here. You're free to interpret the Ravid in any way you wish. But we're going to soon see that the Rashba says, this has an afkevino as my nenu. Do we believe that even an Amo Aretz could possibly have Ruach HaKodesh? All right, let's hang in there a little bit longer to get our feet a bit more grounded here. Okay. First, remember I asked you at the outset, what's the difference between Nevuah and Ruach HaKodesh? So the first source on that issue is the Ramban al HaTorah on page 1, towards the bottom of your page, when the Ramban describes the Urim V'Tumim. Now the Urim V'Tumim was a kind of Nevuah, but not exactly Nevuah, because it was the Kohen Gadol who was able to be mechavein the Shemos HaKodesh, which is called the Tumim, and then the Urim, which was lights that would light up, would give him the answer to his question. Says the Ramban, and you'll see this in the middle section of the three columns, going on to the third column, he writes that mikocham, from the power of the Urim V'Tumim, yelev haKohen tamim biyedias inyan haosios sheiru li'enov. He had a tmimus, a perfect understanding of how the osios would light up and convey a message. Vizos Madrega mi Madregas Ruach HaKodesh. And this experience of receiving a word from on high is a Madrega of Ruach HaKodesh. What's important to me about the Ramban is the next line. He writes, Vehi Lamata min HaNevuah. Clearly, the Ramban has the hierarchy. We saw this also in the Rambam, that Nevuah is the ultimate. But below Nevuah, we have something called Ruach HaKodesh. The Ramban continues, Ulamala mibaskol. Ruach HaKodesh is halfway between a baskol, which is the lowest level, and Nevuah, which is the highest. Shemishtam shimba b'bayis sheni. in after Baisheni, I'm sorry, during the period of Baisheni, which was La'achar Sheposka Nevua, Baisheni is already beyond the period of Chagai Zecharia Malachi, Uposku Urivitubim. The Gemara says in Masechta Yuma that at the time of Baisheni, they didn't have the Urim V'tumim. So what do they have? They had a baskal. So on the one hand, you get the impression from the Ramban that Ruach HaKodesh is below Nevuah, but it's superior to a baskal. But on the other hand, you get the impression that although there may have been Ruach HaKodesh after Nevuah, up until the time of Bayesheni, so that's a Chiddush. But on the other hand, it seems like after when we reach the period of Bayesheni, at that point, we have Baskol. I don't know, unless maybe the Rabban means that during Bayesheni, since they didn't have an easy access to Ruach HaKodesh, they had no Urim V'tumim, they had easier access to a baskal. I don't know. In any event, the Me'iri, which now you have to fast forward to page 3, this is the Akdomas of Me'iri to Sefer Tehillim, in very flowery language, it's almost poetry, not sure if I understand what he's saying. He talks about the difference between Nevuah and Ruach HaKodesh, and he writes, Kisha Nevuah Lo Tavo, that's on the second line, Rak L'Shalem Me'ikar Yitziroso. Honestly, I don't know if anybody could help me out here. What does he mean, L'Shalem Me'ikar Yitziroso? It's gibberish to me. Bachanoso Bishnei Akochos Hatzrichim Eleam Adame Vasichli. Right, so there are two powers or faculties of the human psyche which come to their perfection in Nevuah. One is called the intelligence, the other is called the imagination. Shia ish atach l'shleimus hachochma, when he reaches the ultimate in wisdom, ubiyes hanevuah b'hokitz yisbatlu b'rov hanevim hakochos hargoshios, at that point when the Navi experiences Nevuah, he's completely cut off from any natural emotions that connect him to this world. V'yira dimyono lefamim ki'ilu ish medaber imo, he's entranced by some sort of dialogue with someone who's communicating with him. He may hear an imaginary voice that speaks to him, and from this conversation he derives his nevuah. Aval ruach hakodesh lamata mimadrega lamata me'anevuah, like we saw in the Ramban, v'hu she'adam ha'sholem bis'asko b'dvar melokiyim. Doesn't sound like the Me'iri is using Ruach HaKodesh to understand Torah. He's talking about Dvarim Elokim, like some sort of mystical contemplation. Ta'orereu Ruach Elokim, a spirit from on high comes down to inspire him. V'tofia al-lishono shevach vodah. As a result of this Ruach HaKodesh, he's able to compose poetry and sing the praises and the gratitude of Hashem. O divrei seichel umusarim. Now, until this last four words, I was frankly let down by the Me'iri. You know, it's wonderful to say that, you know, Rabbi Yehuda Levi, let's say, wrote poetry and praise to God because he was inspired by Ruach HaKodesh. And truth be told, that a lot of the liturgy that was composed at that period of time during the Rishonim, it's very hard to believe that a human being could actually reach that level of poetry. It's almost like David HaMelech in Tehillim. So that's Ruach HaKodesh. But I got more excited, personally, this is my own agenda here, when at the end he says that Torah Ruach Elokim, that this Ruach HaKodesh inspires him with Divrei Seichel, to intellect. We're not just talking about perceiving divinity. Umusarim, and ethics. And there's something very similar, if you fast forward here on the same page, to the Ramchal in Derech Hashem, which again, it's a very difficult, challenging work. I don't know if you've ever studied the Derech Hashem. He says, Od Yikra, it can happen, he says, Sheofil Belev Ha'odam Shefa, somehow an inspiration from on high impacts on the heart of a person, Sheamideu al tochen inyan meinyanim, and allows him to understand, to comprehend something which otherwise he could not comprehend. Okay, so far he hasn't mentioned yet Ruach HaKodesh, but it's coming around the bend. Ach lo yargishbo hamushpa. In other words, when a Navi experiences Nevuah, he certainly knows that he's having a Nevuah. Here, he's not aware of the Ruach HaKodesh. Ela lo yargishbo hamushpa ela kimi shenofel es machshava bilibenu bilavava. You know, I don't know if you've ever had the experience when you're working on something and all of a sudden, you know, boom, a light goes off. And you just think that, you know, a thought came into your mind. The Yikra Zeh, this is on the left column, L'fomim al derech harchava ruach hakodesh b'diri chazal. Now, when he says al derech harchava, I think he's implying that this is an extension of the concept of Ruach HaKodesh. This is a broader scope. It's not literally Ruach HaKodesh. Ruach HaKodesh is something much more intense, much more profound, much closer to Nevuah. Here we're talking about Ashpa, which cannot be explained based on step-by-step logical processing, but some sort of hashpa that comes from a supernatural source. Ruach HaKodesh be'emes hu she'enikar v'nirgash be'birur le'baylov. The real Ruach HaKodesh would definitely be clear to the one who receives it that he's getting Ruach HaKodesh. But we're not on that level of Ruach HaKodesh. We're on the level where just a thought somehow drops down into our brains, and with the light of intuition, we're able to understand things that otherwise we would not be able to understand. L'mayla mikol zeh, the highest madrega, as we've seen over and over again in the Ramban and the Miri, which is above Ruach HaKodesh, the original Ruach HaKodesh is Nevuah. That's an absolute communion with God. He's aware of this connection to God. And he comprehends. He's totally aware of that Dveikus in Hashem. So he seems to imply that Ruach HaKodesh, even on the highest level, genuine, full-fledged, is not the same as Nevuah. It's not yet Hisdabkus Bashem. On the other hand, it's Nikar V'Nirgash B'Birur, And on a lower level, we have Ruach HaKodesh, which is a Hashpa Kimishin Ofelis Machshava Bilavavo, and he doesn't even attribute it necessarily to Ruach HaKodesh. He's not totally aware of the fact that he is a recipient of a higher inspiration from Hashem. Now, if you fast forward to page 8, if you happen to have it, you know, the Chazon Ish wrote many letters which were collected in a book called Igros HaChazon Ish. And on the bottom, on the top of page 8, I don't have a printer in my house, so I'm reading it from the screen. The Chazon Ish writes, B'nevuah ein haseichel amurkav shel adam mishtatef ba. The experience of nevuah, in a sense, liquidates or freezes the koach haseichel. It's not an intellectual experience. But after he climbs through all the preparations, level by level, he reaches the level Shezacha Lizoar Hanavui, he describes as this glorious light of Nevuah. Efshalo Leos Kli Kolate, he now becomes a recipient of a certain special kind of Das, Bibli Iun V'Amel Sichli. And at the moment that he receives this Nevuah, his process of amelus, of toil, on an intellectual level is completely frozen. But in contrast, he says, "Amal ruach hakodesh, he igias ha'iyun berov ha'amel." I mean, this is certainly not what we saw in the Meiri. This is a special level, I would say, that a Talmud Chacham could achieve through Yigiyas Ha'iyun, through work and toil, the Rov Ha'amel, like an intense amount of Iyun, of Yigiya, of Amelus, Achemit Vasef Bodas Utfuna Bilti Tivi. It's an intellectual comprehension which is unnatural, which cannot be explained based on the natural law. That's what I got from the Chazon Ish. Now, if you go back to page 6, I think it is. Where's the Chasam Sofer? Just 1 second. The Chasam Sofer is on page 6.
So, but 1 second, I'm sorry. We know with regards to Moshe Rabbeinu, his nevuah was on a higher level than anybody else, that he still had his...
His wits about him.
Wits about him.
Right, he's not talking about Moshe Rabbeinu.
The Chazon Ish is saying that this Ruach HaKodesh, it's on a lower level. I mean, the fact that you're able to have your wits about you, as a normal, whatever, it means that it's on a lower level than the
Nevuah
would be.
Right, the Chazon Ish is not denying that. He's just saying that, as opposed to some who might argue that, all of a sudden I'm an Amoritz Gamur and I get some inspiration from God, that doesn't exist in the framework of the Chazon Ish. Ruach HaKodesh is because of Rov Amolo. And therefore I would say that according to the Chazon Ish, Ruach HaKodesh is exclusively the property, the possession of a Talmud Chacham. Hold on to that point. Again, we're trying to race against the clock here, but we'll try to do the best we can if you hang on to your seats a little bit. It seems that the difference between Nevuah and Ruach HaKodesh can be understood in the light of the Gemara in Baba Basra, which you'll see on your page 2, but I'm on page 6. The Gemara in Baba Basra says, "Miyom shecharev beis hamigdash, afal pi shenitla nevuah min hanaviim, min hachachamim lo nitla." It sounds like Nevuah continued even beyond the termination of Nevuah, but now Nevuah is given to the Chachamim, which reminds us of the famous statement that Chacham Adif Mi Navi. But now Nevuah has taken more of an intellectual faculty, whereas Nevuah, as the Chazanish says, means our intellectual faculties are basically not functioning when we have Nevuah. And therefore, when the Ramban says, Afal pi shenitla nevuah sanavim shua marev achazon, so the experience of nevuah is all this kind of a vision, nevuah sachachomim hi bederech chachma, it's through intellectual analysis and comprehension, v'lo nitla, it wasn't taken away, el yodim ha'emes beruach ha'kodesh ha'bekirba. So you and I can both be sitting down and analyzing the same Torah. I'll use all my faculties in Chochmah. You, because you're Zocher, will not only use your faculties up here in the cup, but you also are Zocher to know the truth. How do you know the truth? How do you get to the ultimate? You know, I'm saying a svara here and a svara here, maybe I am, maybe I am, you know, I'm clearing chakiris from now till doomsday. But you come up with the truth. Why do you come up with the truth? How does that happen? Because you get Ruach HaKodesh. Why do you get Ruach HaKodesh? I don't know. Maybe because you're a Zeifman. I don't know. But I didn't get that Ruach HaKodesh. So I'm just saying pilpul this way and that way. So it comes out according to the Ramban that although Nevuah terminated with Chagai Zechariah Malachi, that's as far as the special mile of that ultimate level of Nevuah b'mara u'b'chazon, with that vision from God, which we spoke about, the Dveikus Bo. But there was some element of Nevuah, of knowing the truth via a divine inspiration for the Chachamim. It's on a lower level because, you know, you're not getting it directly from Hashem as a communication, but yet through your Derech Chachma, you're achieving an absolute knowledge because you were Zocha to Ruach HaKodesh. And here's where we get to the Chasam Sofer, which is on your page 6. He speaks about the Ravid. You remember, Joe, you were talking about the Ravid, Ruach HaKodesh Hofia Bebeis Midrashenu. He writes, Ein Rotzalom Ruach HaKodesh Kmo Shehayu LeDavid HaMelech. Okay, right, there are different, we saw already there are different levels of Ruach HaKodesh. This is not the highest ultimate level of Ruach HaKodesh of David HaMelech. Aval Hainu Ruach HaShem Al Oskei Torah Lishma. Now we have another element into the equation. Not only is it intellectual, not only is the ultimate of using all your sichliim faculties to the study of Torah, but now we introduce the Lishma, which makes it into a very religious experience of Torah study. Asher Zochim Lechavein HaEmes. The Chasam Sofer very much supports what we said, that the difference between Seichel and Ruach HaKodesh is that last gap, to bridge that last gap of Emes, Lechavein HaEmes. V'afilu im lefi teva chochmasa v'sichlam lo yasigu yedeyem tushi azu, even though based on the natural propensity of man to use his intellect, he would not achieve this tushia, this ultimate knowledge of truth. Mikol makom HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chazdo yoyev chochmasa l'chochma l'chachima l'fisha, God will bestow this ultimate knowledge and wisdom only on a temporary basis through divine compassion, and that's called Ruach HaKodesh. V'al derech zeh omru chazal sh'anevuah lo nitla me'achachomim. The Chachom still have nevuah. Pirish also chelik nevuah. They have one piece of nevuah. And that is that through their chachma, when they learn Torah Lishma, and we have the Chazanish who adds Rov Amelus B'Torah, there's Zoche to have Ruach HaKodesh to achieve the truth through divine compassion. And that, he says, is what the Mishnah means at the end of Pirkei Avos, Ko'alome Torah Lishma Zochel Dvarim Harbe, and amongst the Dvarim Harbe that he's Zochel to, is a Ruach HaKodesh She'eino B'Koach told us HaTevel HaSichlo, which is not a result of the natural intellectual capacities of a person. So when the Chazon Ish says that Ruach HaKodesh is Yigias Iyun Barov Omel, that a Talmud Chacham, again, if he's miyachidei haskula in every generation, apparently, can be zocha to this koach, this power, through his tremendous hasmada and his amelus b'torah, through again this lishma, this kedusha, this sanctity of Torah, that he can reach a gilui, that God reveals the truth to him in a way that we call it Ruach HaKodesh. And if you take a look on the previous page, we have Rav Chaim Vital, who's the outstanding disciple of the Ari in Shari Kedusha. Again, it would take me a month to go through page 5 because it's extremely mystical and complicated. But one of the things I see here, he writes, Hanhogas Ruach HaKodesh Bizmanenu, that's the title of his essay, and he offers a certain hadracha, guidance, as to how to achieve Ruach HaKodesh, a practical, you know, how to guide. He writes Bezikuch HaChomer Ad Ktzei HaAchron, you know, he's totally divorced from any physicality to an extreme, Yistamik Belyonim B'Tachlis Dibuk, you know, it's all a very intense religious communion with God. He does tshuva from all his sins. He's mekayim all the mitzvah sefer amachei varav, etc., etc. Masai ma'ad zachinu l'zeh. He writes, how many people can live and achieve that level? Bazneinu shamanu ubeinenu ra'inu yechidei skula. And he says, I saw it with my own eyes. I heard it with my own ears. Of unique people who reached Madregas Ruach HaKodesh in our time. And I think he's referring to the Arizal. Now, you've heard it before, that the Arizal had Ruach HaKodesh. He was able to foretell the future. I don't know. You know, that's up to you, whether you believe it or not. But if you take a look at the bottom of page 6, the Tzanz Rav, who is an unbelievable genius, the Divrei Chaim Tzanz, and you can't believe how many people worship the ground that he walks on. I mean, he's not alive anymore, but... And he writes that there was a Malamed in the Cheder who told the children that the Archaim, which was written 5 centuries ago, Lo Chiber Sifra Baruch HaKodesh, the book called Archaim HaKodesh is not written on Piruach HaKodesh. And the Divrei Chaim is asked whether or not we have to fire this Malamed for saying such a thing. He writes, "Umasha Omru Demimos Neviim Nitla Ruach HaKodesh Haynu Nevua, Aval Ruach HaKodesh Dechachma Lo Betela." V'Leir Yachish Zerak Apikoris. Anyone who denies Ruach HaKodesh of Chachma is an Apikoris. Lachein Baal Or Chaim. Nishmaso begins a Merom Vivadai Chiber Sifra Baruch HaKodesh. The Tzanzer Rav says, the Divrei Chaim, I have no doubt in my mind that the Aruch Chaim was written Baruch HaKodesh. Hainu, what does it mean Ruach HaKodesh? Shehiskim Bechosmaso Lamita Shel Torah. That in some sort of metaphysical or natural way, he through his Chochmah was able to come to the truth of the Torah. Lachein ha-malamed ha-machish ruach kodesho shal archaim hu apikoris. He's got to be removed. Now, I don't know if in, you know, Eitz Chaim or anything, you know, whatever schools you're familiar with, any of the malamdim there would deny that the archaim ha-kodesh was written in ruach ha-kodesh. But if there is such a person, I doubt if anyone's going to fire him. I don't know, tell me if I'm wrong. But this is the Divrei Chaim Tzanz. Behine, Hayu migdoli Yisrael she yadu lahavchid the ofit plai ha'ima behema k'shera o akos tvula. You would give them meat, they would be able to tell you it's kosher or not. You'd give them a cup and they would tell you whether it was subjected to tvila, to mikvah. Ukfar shamati mi mori v'rabi. This is Rabbi Reisman speaking. Miagoin Rab Shloime, what was Rab Breuder's first name? Rab Simcha Zissel Breuder, Rosh Hashivas Chevron. She'elu heim asogo shezochem l'yichidei skula b'koach hachmason. That there are certain individuals who, as a result of their tremendous chachma, and with all their wisdom and dedication to Torah, they were able to achieve a level of Ruach HaKodesh, and it's true. They're able to tell you about this cup, whether it was tovled, about this meat, whether it's kosher or not. Says the Rosh Hashiva, the Efshal Lismoch Al Kach Ledina, and whatever they paskin for you, you can accept it. We have a rule, Lo Bashamayim Hi. So again, if you want to take a look on page 8, which is a fascinating subject unto itself, what does it mean, Lo Bashamayim Hi? So you have the bottom, you know, the bottom of page 8 and the top of page 9, which are two works by the same author of Simcha Zissel Breuder, and I've quoted him in numerous times in my Ramban Shiurim, the Chevron Rosh Hashiva, and he tries to explain that since this process of Ruach HaKodesh is the termination, the ultimate of an intellectual process of Chochmah, therefore it doesn't come under the halach of Lova Shamayim. It's not that God is giving me the answer to the question. God is inspiring me, but I come up with the answer to the question. And remember I said at the start that the Rajba had a tshuva, and this you'll see on pages 3 and 4, are you allowed to believe an Amoretz who is never Meshamish Talmid Chachamim, and he brings you a pack of Svarim that are this thick with Chidushei Torah Nifloim, amazing Chidushim, and he says to you, Chidushim Elu Nisgalu Li Beruach HaKodesh. And the Rashba writes, Lo Yitochin Shadam Poshen Yuchal Lahasin Yedios Nistoros. He says, it's impossible that a simple person who's an ignoramus could somehow comprehend these yedios, these toros. And how did he get it? How did he achieve this? Well, he says he got it through Ruach HaKodesh, maybe a malach taught it to him, or what we call a magid. Says the Rashba, it can't be. Mishum sha'omru chazal masru Tnoim, Chazal gave us conditions, Brurim, clear, Lasogas Plios, to amazing, V'ato eina nevua ruach hakodesh shorin eleba adam kosher, V'chosin, sheyesh lo mailos hamidos, mailos hasichlios, kineviei ha'emes. Anybody today who has Ruach HaKodesh, Rashba is not denying the possibility of Ruach HaKodesh, but he would have to be a perfect Jew. He's a chassid, he's pious, he has the great midos, he has the ma'alos hasichlios, and therefore Noach li Yisrael lisbol ol golus milahamim b'dover ad sheyachkur chakira lahasik kol siag b'dover. Which I guess he's saying, I don't know, it's not clear to me, that, you know what? I can't believe that this happened. You know, we'll have to figure out exactly what happened. And one of the Rosh Yeshiva today of a Kabbalistic yeshiva, I don't know if you heard of Rav Yaakov Hillel, he's quite popular here in Israel. Have you heard of him? So he has a yeshiva called Avat Shalom, you know, where they wear two pairs of tefillin shel Rosh. So he has a tshuva sefer called V'yoshev Hayom, which you'll see on pages 10, 11, and 12. And that's all about Hanhogas, Ha'azmanenu, Halacha L'maisa, how to live, Halacha L'maisa. He says, Lo yitochein b'shum part of ha'ofen, Shemisha eino gadol b'torah, Yiyah bal hasaga, that he could come to comprehensions that are beyond his capability, or oseplos, or he can do magic, or supernatural, bring about supernatural events. V'gam mishehe meitzah l'mishpachas miyuchosos, I don't care if he's the grandson of the great Rashka Bahag or the Baba Sali, it doesn't make any difference. Lo yitochein shezchus avoseyam ta'amud lehem lios balei ruach ha-kodesh, balei yeshuos, im einam shleimim yireim b'nei Torah, midaktikim b'mitzvahs, etc., etc. So Ruach HaKodesh is designated exclusively for those who are outstanding. That means Ruach HaKodesh in our time can only come mikoach hasogas chochma me'achachomim b'yidias ha-Torah. Now there's something here from Chaim Kanevsky, but I can't find it when I need it, of course. Let's see if I can find it. He says, Reb Chaim Kanevsky says, Hechra inu harbe piyome meitzel gedolim sheli echad onim kain vilasheni onim hehevach. How could it be that you go to a gadol, two people go with the same exact question, and he gives one answer to one and the exact opposite to the other? And he claims that such gedolim have reached levels of Ruach HaKodesh in which they are able to understand that although the two questions seem on the surface to be identical, but they're not really identical, and he's able to figure out, and this you'll see on page 7, that Hashem gives them some sort of ruach and enables them to discern and determine which answer is fitting for which person. It's like a nevuah. Is something like Nevuah, but on a much lower level. And if you take a look on page 13, you'll see that many Achronim felt that the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, and the Ramah were able to write their works Beruach HaKodesh. V'ashela heich nitan lachlok al divrayim, how can you argue against the Shulchan Aruch or against the Ramah if those works were written up in Ruach HaKodesh? You know, a person says, Kimli, I know that the Halach is not like the Shulchan Aruch, not like the Ramah. That's called Kimli. How does that work? And we've seen Achronim who say Kimli, and they paskin against the Shulchan Aruch, against the Ramah. And the question is how that works, because if you assume that the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah were written up in Ruach HaKodesh, then Ruach HaKodesh means to understand the Emes. So how can you argue with the truth? And again, we're not talking about Bashamayim Hi, because as we saw in the name of the Rosh Hashiva of Chevron, Lo Bashamayim Hi. This is not coming from Shamayim. So again, just the bottom line, and then I'll let you go. He says that Mikoach HaSogas Chochmas HaChachomim B'Yedias of the Torah, with a level of Kedusha and Tara and Prishus and Yerushalayim and Dikduk B'mitzvahs is Zochim L'dvarim Harbe, we saw the Mishnah at the end of Avos, and they get this Madrega of Toshia. Toshia means that they are able to comprehend the truth, they can give you the right answers, they can give you the right guidance to questions that you ask them, not only in pure spiritual matters and halachic issues, but even in Yoni Di Alma. And that's what Reb Chaim Kanevsky means when you get two different answers given by the same gadol to the same identical questions, but there is some sort of tushia that's given me lamala. So Rabosai, I'm not telling you who has Ruach HaKodesh, that you have to figure out on your own, but what I am telling you is that you get the definite impression from many statements of Chazal that although Ruach HaKodesh is no longer today as accessible as it were at the time of the Nevi'im, but nevertheless there is a phenomenon called Ruach HaKodesh even in our time. And sometimes I think to myself, I've seen, you know, I've been exposed to chachma on such a level, it boggles the mind, you know. You know, they say about Rav Yoshev that he knew, he was like holding in everything, you know. You could ask him a question that was intricate in almost, you know, and like he had just learned it, you know. These kind of stories that you hear about, I mean, I thought my Rebbe had a sort of Ruach HaKodesh and being Mechadish Kedushin. You know, it was just amazing to see it in front of your eyes. But that's a different question. I mean, if the Rav heard me say about him that he had Ruach HaKodesh, he'd probably turn over in his grave. You know, that wasn't the way he spoke. But, you know, Ruach HaKodesh meaning a divine assistance, as you see, poskim, they, you know, they come up with such answers that, you know, from left field, and they're so true, you wonder where that knowledge came from. It doesn't seem rational. It doesn't seem natural. So I personally believe that there is something called Ruach HaKodesh. I'm not sure if it's on the level of what they're talking about. But I know, for example, amongst Hasidim, my uncle, may rest in peace, my father-in-law's brother, he used to come in, I was there and I saw it with my eyes, and ask the Belzer Rebbe questions about whether to buy a certain piece of real estate in Flatbush, you know. And the Rebbe is sitting in Yerushalayim, and with such intelligence, you know, he analyzed the question and he came up with an answer. It was pretty amazing. But that's already for Hasidim believing in a Rebbe. That's a whole different discussion. And the Meiri, as I told you, seems to be talking about a different kind of inspiration in Ruach HaKodesh. But at the end, he does add Seichel and Musar, which seems to indicate that Ruach HaKodesh goes beyond, and it's not just limited to liturgy and poetry and praising Hashem. So Rabosa, if you're interested in this topic, yeah, you have a wonderful collection of my Makomos, and I would start with the Rosh Hashiva Rav Simcha Zissel Breuder, which is on the bottom of page 8 and the top of page 9. That's where I think if you have time over Shabbos, maybe to put some of your kochos. Okay, Rabosai, thank you so much, and everyone should have a wonderful week and a refuah shleima for anyone who's under the weather. Present company included.